Tanaka van Kikagaku Moyo van op hun allerlaatste album Kumoyo Island. We blijven nog even op datzelfde eiland, nog altijd Japan. Dit is wel iets ouder, Wamono Groove, Sakuhachi, Koto en Jazz Funk. Oorspronkelijk opgenomen in 1976, arrangementen van Kiyoshi Yamaya. En dan eigenlijk de twee belangrijkste instrumenten op de plaat. Je hoort de Koto van Toshiko Yonekawa en de Sakuhachi van Kifu Mitsuhashi. De Sakuhachi, dat is een bamboefluit. Eigenlijk moet je het een beetje inbeelden als een Japanse blokfluit. Dus die drie heren tezamen. Kiyoshi Yamaya, Toshiko Yonekawa en Kifu Mitsuhashi. Dit is Aizu Bandai-san. Kiyoshi Yamaya, Toshiko Yonekawa en Kifu Mitsuhashi hoorde je. Van op het album Wamono Groove, Sakuhachi en Koto Jazz Funk uit 76. En dan Andrew Bernstein, een van de leden van Horselors. Die gaat zijn soloalbum uitbrengen. Volgende week gaat het ongeveer zijn, de 20e mei. A Presentation gaat die heten en die komt op House of Mountain uit. Een van de, als ik me niet vergis, drie... exclusieve tracks vandaag in de Sterke Platen. Ja, in ieder geval. Ja, ik krijg bevestiging van Maarten. Vanop het album A Presentation is dit Distant Cousins of a Common Ancestor, Andrew Bernstein. A distant cousin of a common ancestor van Andrew Bernstein. Van op zijn soloalbum Presentation komt op 20 mei uit op Houseroom Mountain. Tegenwoordig wonen de leden van Horselaars trouwens in Berlijn. En dan is het wel eens makkelijk om naar België af te zakken. En dat gaan ze ook doen. Op vrijdag 3 juni staan ze dus Horselaars in Les Ateliers Claus. Dan hebben we Wanderwellen, dat is eigenlijk een collectief uit Amsterdam. Die zijn bezig aan een trilogie. Draait allemaal eigenlijk rond klimaatcrisis en de effecten van global warming op gebieden die aan de zee liggen. Het album gaat Black Clouds Bury the Cliffs at Sea heten en komt uit op 27 mei. Vanop dat album draaien we The Devil Knows How to Row, Wanderwellen. The Devil Knows How to Row van Wanderwellen. Vanop Black Clouds Bury the Cliffs at Sea. Gaat binnen 2 weken uitkomen op Important Records. Dan Mary Latimore. Eigenlijk de eerste samenwerking tussen Mary Latimore en Paul Sukina sinds hun track Dreaming of the Kelly Pool. Ze hebben dus eerder al eens 1 nummer gemaakt, maar nu dus een volledig album, West Kensington. En het gaat uitkomen op Loopt Recordings. Volgende week gaat het uitkomen. Het draait eigenlijk allemaal om hoe het geheugen eigenlijk allemaal functioneert, tijd en dat soort dingen. Mary Latimore die speelt er harp op en ook synthesizers en Paul Sukina die speelt elektrische gitaar. $100 Hoagie van Mary Latimore en Paul Sukina. Thank you. Marion Lattimore samen met Paul Sukina. Je hoorde $100 Hoagie. Een hoagie is een soort van broodje, een soort van sandwich uit de Verenigde Staten. Het album West Kensington komt volgende week uit op Three Lobed Recordings. En haar uitgave van Ignaat Sabok klaarstaan. I Live in a Utopia kwam oorspronkelijk in 2015 uit op Goatee Tapes. Deze nieuwe editie van Aguirre, daar staan twee extra songs op. Het is een dubbel LP geworden. Deze komt recht vanuit zijn hangmat in Londen, Warm Memories van Ignaat. Warm Memories van op I Live in a Utopia album heruitgegeven op Agree. Aaron Dilloway die heeft ook een nieuwe track uit. Ja, psychedelisch, poppy dingetje, maar wel met een stevige snee noise ergens in het midden geplaatst. Blue Studies voor Tom Smith van Aaron Dilloway. We'll be right back. Studies van Aaron Dilloway. Zo dadelijk interview met Armand Hammer, maar eerst nog Quelly Chris. Sinds vandaag is zijn nieuwe album uit, geproduceerd door hemzelf. Het album heet Death Fame en komt uit op Mellow Music Group. Vandaarop is dit Cui Prodest van Quelly Chris. Cui Prodest van Quelly Chris. zo dadelijk interview met Armand Hammer. Maar we gaan eerst nog eentje draaien van op een white label. En daar zit ook een heel verhaal aan verbonden. Want de heren die hebben eigenlijk een kleine tournee doorheen Europa gemaakt. En tijdens die tournee hebben ze ook hun white label verkocht. Hun laatste halte was Brussel. En Maarten heeft daar die white label kunnen bemachtigen. Dus we moeten daar zeker ook een nummertje uitspelen. Of meerdere natuurlijk. Deze is geproduceerd door August Fannin, Topsy van Armand Hammer. Electricity.
Hope you fatten the calf. Audit the class. My office, the one you tiptoe past. Everything goes slow when I release the gas. Controlled environment. Those chimps can't live outside the lab. Burning season and dusk. The air thick with ash. A tumble of cold elephants. Ashtrays with gorilla hands. Genocid ass. Wandering the jungle damned. Believe me when I tell you. There's no plan, there's no plan,
there's no plan.
Verses unfurled like cartel banners. It's only funny if you speak the language. This what built castles in England. Listen to my inner big gift. You don't wanna go back to slinging. The turning radius on a battleship ain't rack opinion. Western education is forbidden, that's a given. I saw the boy retire when he could've won the chip. I'm wondering if he knew something I didn't. If he knew something, I did it.
If he knew something, I did it.
Selfie like Dorian Gray. O'Shea Jackson getting at the old face. Cocaine based, giant Obey. My posse on Eastern Parkway. Shoe. Selfie like Dorian Gray. O'Shea Jackson getting at the old face. Cocaine based, giant Obey. My posse on Eastern Parkway. Shoe. This comes from a need. 3K to prison floating, picked up speed. Gramatron wall lifting. The gears don't click, the rhythm different. My two left feet grew wild blistered. 30 thou in the clouds with soccer mom drugs and brown liquor. Hellhound sprinters, don't get your heels clipped. Mound builders, let me holla at you real quick. Keyboard beats, engage the kill switch. Default numb, can't feel it, steel grip. Some lost thumb, the dealer grift. A windfall, smash and grab. For your Lizzie bag and dip, y'all. It's the pits, what's in the split? Chip from the size of my fist, dog. Money cash, hoes, get them scripts off. Clicks up, bogus kickstarts. Niggas pieces hitting, they fix wrong. Slides and sweats like they fresh out the G building. Been gone, looking bewildered. A most passive occupation. Closed rankers open for a wall without a hiccup in the operation. Wave check, niggas ain't flinch when the pain crank kick. Trick knowledge came baked in. On the wane, but very lit though. Morph from the wishbone. Suck the marrow, toss it out the window. Selfie like Dorian Gray, O'Shea Jackson getting at the old face. Cocaine base, the giant Obey. My posse on Eastern Parkway, True Bay.
Topsy van Armand Hammer van op hun white label die ze verkochten tijdens hun Europese tournee. De hip-hop duo Armand Hammer die traden dus, zoals ik al zei, vorige week op in de Botaniek in Brussel. We hadden dat interview toch al wel enkele maanden geleden vastgelegd online, maar op de dag zelf was het wel eventjes zweten om de heren uiteindelijk toch vast te krijgen, maar uiteindelijk is het toch wel gelukt. Of toch half, want er was nog een andere interviewer. En dus werd het duo opgesplitst in een arm en een hamer. En wij kregen Illucid voor onze micro. En we vroegen hem, ja, een beetje clichévraag, maar wel een leuk antwoord, of hij tijd had gehad om het bier in Brussel al te proberen.
No. Beer makes my head hurt.
Oh, that's
we found a good bar that was making cocktails last night.
Okay.
Woods and I enjoy cocktails. They were making daiquiris and whiskey sours.
Whiskey sours. That's not a very common one, but it's a very classy one.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I once heard in the 20th century some of the gifts that America gave to the world were jazz and Broadway and Hollywood and that kind of stuff. But the gift that they gave in the 19th century to the world was actually cocktail making.
Absolutely. things like Old Fashions and Sazeracs.
Yeah.
Very much into that.
Oh, yeah.
And the classic American cocktails, I love those. So I was happy to find it last night, and they were really, really fucking good.
how do you make the distinction between a bartender who is really good versus one who is just going through
the motions? It's the balance. It's the balance of sweet, sour, and then enough punch with the alcohol.
Yeah,
it's a really good, it's required. Yeah. And it has to be cold enough.
And that perfectly segues into a question about music, because we were talking about that specific balance.
Yes.
When it comes to making cocktails, but I guess that all also translates directly into making music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for example, when you are working on an album and you have a bunch of tracks, when do you know when a track is done?
I kind of know when the track is done if I feel like I've just... It's a complete thought for me. A song should be a complete thought. So as I'm writing it, if I get everything that I get out of it, then I'm good. That's the test, the first test. The second test is going to the studio and recording it, because sometimes you think you're done and then you record it and you realize there are holes all throughout. You can, because you're literally hearing it. You're hearing how your brain processed it. And then you can maybe fill it in, or maybe you abandon it. Or sometimes if you're lucky, you have someone who can maybe edit you. They may have heard the song, like, hey, you try this, you can do it like this, you can do it like this, to work towards the completion of the idea of the song. So yeah, that's how I think I know when I'm done, if I've got it all finished there that way.
Mm-hmm. A little while ago, you put out a tweet, a humorous tweet, where you said that, yeah, people who are saying, like, Billy Woods put out his solo album earlier this year, Hold Your Horses for Best Album of the Year, because I'm also putting something out.
Yeah.
What can we expect musically from your upcoming solo album?
Wow. So I feel like in the past I've been very free to experiment with a lot of different types of sounds, bring in, musically a lot of different types of genres, as far as the production, samples, and like how it's sequenced or whatever. But I think this record, I really want to just get back to fundamentals of what made me love rap music in the first place. And it's just hard beats and it's hard rhymes. And I really had a great time making this because I was able to choose like so many different producers. Like I've been working with this child actor, Seb Bash, Alchemist. These people were just holding me down over the past year, making the record, of just like emailing me packs of beats that would just like knock me down. So it's just like, yeah, we have to do this thing. But yeah, it's a lot of great music on there. The Lasso, who I made Small Bills with. It's a great record, and I'm gassed off at myself, but also because like Woods basically like executive produced the record, helped me put it together. Again, being lucky to have someone to edit songs, like I get in a mode of just like creating, then your head's down and you don't really know what's what. How does this song flow into the next? How does it tell this particular story? He helped me out with that. So yeah, I've got a hands of a master working alongside me. So yeah, it's a great record. I'm really excited to get it out for sure.
So the name of your upcoming album, was it Bestie?
Bessie, Bessie.
Okay.
I told Bessie. That was my grandmother. So Bessie Hall, and she passed in 2017. And I Told Bessie is the name of that record. It's just referring to many of the conversations that I had with her throughout my life, and especially towards the end of her life. And it reflects on the feeling that I feel her every day with me since she's like left this plane. And just as someone who's been trying to be here, right? Like even be here rapping for a living, she's known that about me. She's one of the first people that was just like, you should go ahead and do that. You should do that. I've read, just that encouragement. And then when she passed in 2017, it just seemed like everything sort of changed. Armin Hammer kind of got, you know, started, the temperature started rising on the profile. Solo things started happening. Everything sort of changed. And when she passed at the end of 2017 and early 2018 till now, and I felt her with me. So this album definitely reflects like all of those like ideas in my relationship with her. Yeah.
On your mango, still buzzing, full and sticky, indulging more than my fill, come and get me. Skinwalking, I get so lifted, you see me with this one or that one, mind your business. Me in our mini cells, minding my omen and spells, tell me I'm not seeing what I say. Politic is flesh and bones, just don't walk away. Just a taste, I'm in another place, lightning flash, thunder quick, swing hips, off lips, rip the veil, tongue tracing every detail, shape and form, I can help being drawn, but it carries, my love is telepathic, pleasure principles and actions. Scoundrel who never needed no how-to, just reasonable doubt. DuckTales rappers spout, I'm doubtful for him out. Coke rails, acrylic nails, your homegirl got a big mouth. I talk too loud, I got an awkward style. Chase the white man out and keep it same how he had it down. Fair's foul, awkward smile, half now, half later like a black and mild. Orphans in a poor house or a child in the wild. Monsters for friends, we was careful not to give names to things. Best not miss when you aim at kings.
Halloween Fell on a Weekend van Armin Hammer, geproduceerd door Jeff Markey van op die white label die ze op hun Europese tournee hebben verkocht. Er staan een hele hoop producers op die white label. Alchemist bijvoorbeeld ook, Earl Sweatshirt, nog een hele hoop andere interessante producers. Dus Armin Hammer, vorige week, dinsdag denk ik dat het was, in de Botaniek, we waren er. En we hebben Armin Hammer geïnterviewd. Ze speelden in de Rotonde. En als voorprogramma was er trouwens ook Fly Anakin. Was ook een heel tof concert. Trouwens ook heel erg begaaid. heel erg goed gelachen, dat wel. Maar terug naar dat interview dat we hebben gedaan met Illucid. We hebben al een paar tracks uit die white label gedraaid. En we vroegen hem dan ook wat eigenlijk het idee achter die white label was.
Woods had the idea for like the look of it, right? A white label, like... thinking about like 90s sort of DJ culture, you know, white label, no art, no writing, kind of like a mystery record. You don't know what's on it until you actually play it. And I thought that was always really cool. Like, we're just in an age of like all the information all the time. You know exactly what's going to be on it. It's going to be on streaming. And just to kind of like keep people curious about what's coming next. And it seems like people really dig the record, you know. Scalpers, Discog scalpers aside, like, you know, these are great records and I think people are enjoying them. they're not like throwaways. We made them, and there's some things that didn't make Haram because it would have been too long, or like things that may have been on another record, but it, like, it just, this song doesn't add to the story of that album, so it's not going to be on the album. So they're not really throwaways in the sense of their lower quality, they just didn't fit, but they fit here on the White Label. And there are some new things, the things that we recorded specifically for this record, and yeah, I'm excited about that. It'll never be on streaming, ever. It's part of the idea as well. So yeah.
Yeah, what's your relationship with all the big streaming companies? I've heard some musicians describe it as a necessary evil.
It is. It kind of is. A lot of my music is on streaming, and then some of it isn't. But yeah, we've had records with artists that are more high profile that actually get millions of streams. So like the Earl Sweatshirt records, like we've seen, is like, oh, it looks like this if you get a million streams. It's not much, but it's better than what it was before, you know what I'm saying, in terms of like a financial compensation. But yeah, the concept of streaming sucks, right? They just take your music and they pay you slivers of pennies. Like, it sucks. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, yeah, this record is just like, yeah, we don't really kind of I hope to Arm & Hammer, I hope we could be at a level where we don't even need to put our records on streaming. Like, we just have people that whenever we put records out, they want to support the record, they want to come to the shows, and like, that's what, you know, if we're doing this full time as artists, then that's what would sustain us. I would love to never put another record on streaming ever again. But yeah, that's the I think that's the goal for so many musicians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No one really likes it, but yeah, it is a necessary evil.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a stupid question. I saw you wearing a shirt today on stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously we're in Europe, so we don't really know that much about American sports.
Yeah.
So I was guessing the only sports person that I know who's called Jackson is Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
Is it actually Bo Jackson?
It is Bo Jackson jersey. Just a childhood hero, childhood favorite athlete. He played two sports.
Yeah, baseball as well.
Baseball and football. He was amazing. You know, I don't know if you ever seen photos or videos. Like, he was like a very, like, rah. He looked like a comic book hero to me, you know?
Well, the only medium through which we know is through Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yes.
Because he was...
He was the star.
Yeah,
exactly.
He had ridiculous stats.
The ridiculous stats. Yes. Same guy. Yep. That's funny. Yeah, no one ever said the Tecmo Bowl reference, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the worldwide connection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I'm not mistaken... there's a big fan community about that version of the game specifically,
yes,
where they update it annually, so you can play the current NFL with current players on that old game.
The Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I have to look into that. I haven't played that in years, but it's, you know, a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
Illucid, het is een grote fan van Bo Jackson en legt nou ook eventjes uit wat zijn idee was achter die White Label en ook waarom hij eigenlijk liever nooit meer op streamingplatforms terecht zou willen komen met zijn muziek. Dus ja, dat was Arm & Hammer. We gaan nog een nummertje draaien waarin ze ook opduiken.